Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It is now time for our noontime news here on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Amazon's Alexa. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX Crookston. Good afternoon on this Thursday, June 6th. I'm Leo Blavin. In his final speech at D-Day celebrations, French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to the French soldiers involved in the Normandy landings who fought for France's honor. A total of 177 French soldiers, known as the Kiefer Commando Unit, stormed the heavily defended beaches of Nazi-occupied northern France on June 6, 1944. U.S. and Mexican officials were holding a second day of talks Thursday, working to avert import tariffs that President Donald Trump is threatening to impose as he tries to strong-arm Mexico into stemming the flood of Central American migrants at America's southern border. Both sides claimed headway in lengthy talks Wednesday, but Trump said a lot of progress must still be made to halt the 5% tax on all Mexican goods that he has threatened to impose Monday. West Point officials say one cadet was killed and 22 people were injured when a vehicle they were riding in for summer training overturned. The U.S. Military Academy says the vehicle overturned on a dirt road around 6:45 a.m. 20 cadets and two soldiers on the light-medium tactical vehicle were injured. Singer R. Kelly has pleaded not guilty to 11 additional sex-related felonies during a court hearing in Chicago. Prosecutors did not ask the judge to raise the bond amount for Kelly during Thursday's hearing in Cook County Court. Kelly stood and listened to the judge describe the charges in a gray suit with his hands folded in front of him. When the judge asked if he understood, Kelly responded, "Yes, sir." Kelly didn't speak to reporters after leaving court. He denies wrongdoing. A Texas man who claims his wife was taken advantage of by U.S. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo's former deputy says the church is mistreating the couple the way it treats other victims of alleged church sexual abuse. Laura Pontikes accused the Vicar General in 2016 of taking advantage of problems in her marriage to manipulate her into a sexual relationship. DiNardo's Galveston-Houston Archdiocese says it acted swiftly in addressing the issue and accuses the couple of demanding a $10 million payout. We'll have more news in a moment.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Up right now here in downtown Crookston, 79 degrees with sunny blue skies overhead, winds out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour, humidity at 40%, and our barometric pressure at 29.81 inches. Looking ahead to the rest of today, sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s and northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies expected with lows 60 to 65 degrees and southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. It's going to really heat up here Friday, but then looking ahead to the weekend, into early next week, looks like some showers and thunderstorms on their way. We'll tell you more about that later on in our noontime news. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our state and regional news. That's coming up after these words from First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
The weather is great, so get out and enjoy it. Hi, this is Ashley with First Community Credit Union. Now is a perfect time to get that new car, boat, or other toy you've been wanting. FCCU has consumer loan rates as low as 2.99% APR. Let us help you spend quality family time with recreational activities. Stop in and see us because life's better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loans subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at our state news, some Democrats want lawmakers back at the state capitol to resurrect a bonding bill that died in the closing hours of the special session at the end of May. But Republicans are not interested. Minneapolis Democrat Frank Hornstein, chair of the House Transportation Committee, argues.
There are urgent issues that need to be addressed in terms of our infrastructure, and that's what the bonding bill does.
But Rochester Republican Dave Senjum, who chairs the Senate Capital Investment Committee, says.
We had a chance to negotiate a bill in the last week of session. We weren't able to do that. And at this point in time, I think it's just best to wait to 2020.
Officials in Washington County are joining St. Paul and issuing a public safety alert due to a spike in drug overdoses.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office says it could be caused by potent heroin or other narcotics mixed with fentanyl, a deadly synthetic opioid. They say four people in Washington County have died over the past 2 weeks of suspected overdoses, two of those within the past 24 hours. And they say naloxone was also used four times in the past 2 weeks to revive those suffering from potential overdoses. In St. Paul, officials report five overdoses in a period of 36 hours earlier this week.
More than 100 students from Minnesota are in Washington, D.C. to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion on the 6th of June, 1944. Ron Hustevid is a teacher from Elk River accompanying the group.
There are delegates from all of the allied nations and representatives from all those nations, including three students from Elk River, Minnesota, will be presenting wreaths at the World War II Memorial as part of that ceremony.
Students began their remembrances Wednesday night, marking the time paratroopers began to drop into France overnight before the Normandy landings in the early morning hours of June 6th. 3M Company is selling its gas and flame detection business to Teledyne Technologies for $230 million. About 500 employees of 3M's personal safety division are expected to join Teledyne. The division has annual sales of $120 million. It's known for its fixed and portable gas and flame detection products that sell under brand names of Oldham, GMI, Detcon, Simtronics, and Scott Safety. Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar's mental health policy has inspired her first Iowa endorsement. State Republican Ruth Ann Gaines is one of Iowa's four black legislators and has a son with a developmental and mental disorder. Gaines says Klobuchar impressed her during a one-on-one breakfast when the Minnesota senator shared her proposal to improve mental health treatment. A Minnesota man is accused of bias crime for allegedly spraying a Somali-American teenager and her siblings with a garden hose while yelling racial slurs. 18-year-old Zachariah Manahan of Faribault is charged with felony stalking, also sprayed water through an open window of her family's home. Manahan told police he was trying to spray a fence, not his neighbors. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break, and when we come back, take a look at the sports. That's coming up after these words from First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
The weather is great, so get out and enjoy it. Hi, this is Ashley with First Community Credit Union. Now is a perfect time to get that new car, boat, or other toy you've been wanting. FCCU has consumer loan rates as low as 2.99% APR. Let us help you spend quality family time with recreational activities. Stop in and see us because life's better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loans subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at our sports news, check out this week's Sports Fever column. Chris has a lengthy column where he takes a look at some hockey, another berth in the Crookston Pirate coaching ranks, the Crookston Hockey Alumni Games roster and schedule. He also takes a look at state track and how the athletes that KROX covers are standing going into the state meet, section baseball playoffs, and a lot more, as well as Mike Guffrey's Hall of Fame induction speech. That's all at KROXAM.com. Go to the sports drop-down menu and click on Spiever or on Sports Fever, or simply click on Sports. As you heard yesterday here on KOX, Roberto Perez hit a solo homer in the seventh inning to drive in the go-ahead run, and the Cleveland Indians used seven relief pitchers after announcing scheduled starter Carlos Carrasco will be sidelined indefinitely because of a recently diagnosed blood condition, and rallied to defeat the Minnesota Twins 9-7. Also yesterday, the Crookston Reds, they fell to the Dilworth RailDogs 13-11. In the Class A State Boys Tennis Team Tournament down in Minneapolis, in the semifinals, St. Paul Academy beat Rochester Lords 7-0. Mountains Park topped Breck 5-2. In the Consolation Championship, Hibbing beat Thief River Falls 4-3. Breck topped Rochester Lords 5-2. And Mountains Park won the state championship over St. Paul Academy 4-3. On our schedule today, Nick and Jack Garman competing for the Pirate Boys in the State Class A Individual Tennis Tournament. The brothers combining for a doubles pairing. They fell to Jacob Hageman and Tanner Funk of Foley 6-love, 7-6, 7-3, the tiebreaker score for that second set. They will now play against a pairing from Hibbing, Carter Anderson and Ryan Osborne. That'll start at approximately 2 o'clock. We'll have a report later this afternoon here on KOX to recap day one of the state tournament. The Garmins need to win this 2 o'clock match to keep their season going into Friday. We'll also have the Section 8A Baseball Tournament Championship game coming up this afternoon. The Sacred Heart Eagles taking on the Fauston Greyhounds. Sacred Heart in the driver's seat. Just need to win one game to go to state. Fauston will need to win at 2 o'clock and then win a winner-take-all game scheduled for 4:30 to advance to state. 1:30 begins the Riverview Elf pregame show. 4 o'clock will be the first pitch. We'll have it for you right here. Or rather, 2 o'clock, I should say, will be the first pitch. Again, 1:30, the Riverview Elf pregame show this afternoon here on KROX. We'll also have Twins baseball tonight wrapping up their series in Cleveland against the Indians. 5:30, the pregame show with a 6:10 first pitch. The Reds are back in action. They host the Moorhead Brewers tonight at 7:35. In the Section 8 2A baseball tournament, loser out game getting underway here at noon, East Grand Forks against Wadena Deer Creek. The winner of that game takes on Perham at 2:30. If Perham loses at 2:30, they will then face off against the winner of East Grand Forks and Wadena Deer Creek in a winner-take-all championship game tomorrow at 4. Start of the Class A and Class 2A State Girls Softball Tournaments down in North Mankato today. Badger Greenbush Middle River will take on Waterville Elysian Morristown at 1. In the Class 2A tournament getting underway this morning, Thief River Falls beat Le Sueur Henderson 4-3. They now take on top-seeded Norwood Young America at 5 p.m. That is a look at the scoreboard again coming up this afternoon. The Section 8A tournament championship game, high school baseball, it's Fauston against Sacred Heart, 1:30, the Riverview Elf pregame show with a 2 o'clock first pitch here on KROX. For all of our sports news, you can always go to our website as well, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. Again, we'll have a boys tennis tournament report coming up later this afternoon as well, once the Garmins wrap up their second match of the day. That is a look at our sports news. We'll take a break and be back with our local news and the weather. That's coming up after these words from Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Save 50% on the full line of Nature's Truth Vitamins this week at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Be prepared for the sun. 10 to 16-ounce lotion or spray, no add sunscreen, $6.99. 12 double rolls or 6 giant rolls of Angel Soft bath tissue or Sparkle paper towels are $5.99 each. Also on sale, the 35-pound pail of Tidy Cat litter, $14.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're going to find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at our local news, a car driven by a female teenager drove into the Red Lake River by the Sampson's Edition Bridge and the Crookston Police Department shortly before 5 p.m. An eyewitness told KROX that they saw a car enter into the river by the bridge and it floated down the river by the Oak Court Apartments. The Crookston Fire Department conducted a search on the river with the help of a drone to locate the car, and the Grand Forks County Sheriff's Water Rescue Team arrived on the scene just before 6 p.m. Three divers entered the river, and it took almost an hour before they were able to get the body out of the car and into a boat. Once the body was in the boat, they brought the body to shore and put the girl in a body bag and loaded her back on the boat, where they went to a boat landing to meet an ambulance. The foster parent and many relatives of the girl were on the scene. KROX caught up with Mike Norland from the Polk County Sheriff's Office, and he said,
On 6-5-2019, at approximately 16:38 hours, Polk County Dispatch received a call of a vehicle floating in the river behind 110 Sergeant Street in Crookston. The Polk County Sheriff's Office, along with the Crookston Police Department and the Crookston Fire Department, responded. Upon arrival, a Crookston officer observed the vehicle in the river, and it appeared to be occupied. The car then became fully submerged. The Crookston Fire Department deployed a watercraft into the river in an attempt to locate the vehicle. With the assistance of the Polk County drone, the vehicle was located. Grand Forks Water Rescue Unit was called to assist and deployed divers who located a deceased juvenile female in the vehicle. The deceased female was transported by the Polk County Sheriff's Office to the UND Medical Examiner's Office in Grand Forks. No foul play is suspected.
No further information will be released at this time. Assisting agencies are the Crookston Area Ambulance and the Pine to Prairie Drug Task Force. KROX has pictures of the rescue crews and some video at KROXAM.com. Click on News. KROX has recently received several complaints regarding Crookston residents blowing their grass clippings out into the street. We spoke with city officials and found out not only is it illegal to blow your grass clippings into the street, but they are bad for the sewer system, the health of the river, and a hazard to motorcycles. City of Crookston Public Works Director Pat Kelly says not only does blowing the clippings into the street look bad, the clippings can also block the drainage off the street, causing backups.
It is illegal to shoot grass clippings, throw dirt, gravel, rocks, what have you, into the streets, and we certainly would appreciate if people tried to get their clippings blown back into the yards. I mean, obviously, actually, there's a lot of benefits to your lawns for maintaining your grass clippings in there anyway, from what I understand, as far as nourishment of the grass and things like that. But if you keep from blowing it in the street, otherwise it just makes things difficult. It rains and then it goes and plugs up the catch basins and drainage gets poor and starts backing up and just overall looks terrible. So we'd certainly appreciate if people could try to keep their clippings, either bag them or blow them back onto their lawn.
Crookston Police Chief Paul Biermeyer added the grass clippings are mostly water and for that reason can act like a sheet of ice for motorcycles and bicycles.
Part of our city code has a provision called obstruction in streets, more specifically, dumping in streets. And if anybody's interested, that's under 96.02.C. And it specifically lists leaves and grass, among many other things, that it's illegal to dump in the street. And there seems to be a lot of that right now, and I noticed that around the streets. You know, some of the dangers that go with that. Doing a little research for this, I found out that grass clippings are about 85% water. And so when those grass clippings are on the street and they come between the pavement and, say, motorcycle tires, bicycle tires, maybe rollerbladers, other things with tires, it can act like a sheet of ice. And so then these people utilizing these various methods of the wheels have to respond if they start to lose control. And that could be veering out into traffic, could be crashing into the curb. So we need to get people in town to stop putting that kind of stuff out on the street.
Biermeyer added, those clippings carry fertilizer through the storm sewer to the river, and the chemicals encourage algae growth, deteriorating the health of the river.
All of our storm sewers, all of our street sewers go to the river. So over time, those can get clogged up. I'm no expert with the chemical part of this stuff, but so grass clippings have phosphorus, other fertilizers that people put on their yards. And when that gets into the rivers and the streams and the lakes, it encourages algae growth. So if you're not concerned about the dangers to the people using bikes, maybe you're an environmentalist, and the fact that this is bad for our water systems and the animals that live in the water, maybe that'll help you to stop blowing grass clippings into the street.
According to city code, blowing grass clippings into the street is a misdemeanor in addition to safety risk, explained Biermeyer.
People probably need to know that, you know, according to our city code, this is a misdemeanor offense. And each day that the clippings are left on the street is considered a separate offense. We need your help. We have lots of other things, you know, that we get told once in a while, more important things to do. So help us out. We don't want to have to go around and step up enforcement on this. But by and large, the thing that people really need to be aware of is the dangers to the motorcyclists, the bicyclists, the rollerbladers. I'm no expert in the law either, but I'm guessing if somebody was to get hurt because of the clippings you have placed in the street, you have a certain amount of personal liability for that. So if the other reasons don't appease you, do it for your own sake, that you know, don't get drug into a lawsuit if somebody gets hurt.
Safety Town is being held this week at Washington Elementary School. The program, led by Megan Parenteau and Stacy Olson, is open to children eligible to enter kindergarten this fall. The children learn about safety in a variety of settings, said Olson, while also getting some help driving around town in Washington's gym from the Crookston Police Department.
Safety Town, it's a comprehensive safety program, and it is open for children who are age eligible to enter kindergarten coming up now this fall in 2019. And we cover a variety of safety topics, all the way from home safety, bicycle safety, gun safety, farm safety, all the way to like 911 awareness, so when and when not to dial 911, along with they get to tour a fire engine and an ambulance and police car. And then we have our On the Town that we transform our gym here at Washington School into its own little city with some roads and driveways and sidewalks and some buildings where they can sit by and read. And the children learn hand signals. And then they also learn how to safely walk around the town along with driving. So some traffic safety with a working stoplight, a railroad track, along with lots of crosswalks around our town. And the Crookston Police Department is in there all week helping the children on the town.
Parenteau said the kids and their teen volunteers still have plenty of safety to learn about before graduation on Friday.
We have 40 participants this year for our Safety Town program, and then we have 19 teen volunteers who are helping out from the Crookston High School as well. So they're helping out in each of our colored groups as the kids rotate through all their stations. Tomorrow, Safety Town, we have Otter Tail Power coming in to talk to the kids about electrical and lightning safety, and then we've got some people from Riverview coming in to talk to the kids about what it takes to be safe in the summer. They'll have some boat safety tomorrow, and then we've also got Healthy Eating Habits and Safe and Healthy Me coming in to talk about different things with the kids. They'll do an art project following up their fire safety that's going on today. And then on Friday, we will have stations in the morning for the participants, and then we end the day with a graduation ceremony. So it's a lot of fun for the kids. They look forward to that always on Friday.
Safety Town is being held this Or rather, the kids also learn about playground safety, animal pet safety, passenger safety, train safety, and poison safety throughout the week. Each day, 80 Villa St. Vincent residents are served with restorative wellness, a process of getting their body systems active and moving. On a daily basis, stretching, moving, range of motion, walking is provided and promoted with each accepting resident. There are results in life-enhancing impacts on body and mind, leading to favorable outcomes for the overall wellness of each resident. On Tuesday, Longton agencies Megan Stewart and Hannah Gullickson presented a check to the Villa St. Vincent's Activity Wellness Program lead Karen Swatlowski and resident Sanjay Thagason. When Riverview OB coordinator Lisa Johnson, registered nurse, talks to her kids about their futures, she stresses the importance of doing something they love. For her, it's nursing. She was recently recognized for her enthusiasm and dedication to nursing when she was chosen as Riverview Health's Employee of the Month for February. Johnson started working on the inpatient unit at Riverview in July of 2013 as an LPN. She graduated with her RN in May 2015. A Crookston native, she was actually born at Riverview. She grew up in Beltrami and graduated from Fertile Beltrami. Her husband of 14 years is Matt Johnson, director of Riverview's plant operations. Their family consists of children Naomi, Andrew, Alyssa, and Nolan, dog Macy, and kittens Bruno and Kirby. Lisa's hobbies include playing with her kids, watching their activities, camping, and fishing. On her obituary desk, Louise Barbara Schultz, 88, of Crookston, passed away on Tuesday afternoon, June 4th, at Riverview Health in Crookston. Louise is survived by her daughter, Joanne Hunter, of Crookston, four grandchildren, Nathan Benesch of Crookston, Christopher Benesch and his wife, Sheila, of Winger, Corey Benesch of Moorhead, and Sarah Benesch of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Six great-grandchildren. In addition to Lloyd, her beloved husband of 39 years, Louise was preceded in death by her parents, George and Sophie Tishart. May God richly bless the memory of Louise Barbara Schultz. The funeral service for Louise Schultz will be held at 7 p.m. Friday, June 7th at the Stenchelhowski Funeral Home in Crookston, with the Reverend Steve Bowler officiating. Visitation will be from 5 to 7, with a graveside service to be held at 9 a.m. Saturday, June 8th at the Oakdale Cemetery in Crookston. Arrangements are with Stenchelhowski Funeral Home. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Jared Richard Lewis Ash, 28, of Erskine, for felony third-degree possession of methamphetamine in a school, park, or public housing zone, and Joseph Canick Charlson, 32, of Crookston, for misdemeanor disorderly conduct. That is a look at our local news as we now shift to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, beautiful day shaping up. 75 degrees, sunny blue skies overhead right now in downtown Crookston, with a northwest wind at 8, gusting to 16 miles per hour. The barometric pressure at 29.83 inches and our humidity at 47%. The forecast for the rest of today calls for sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s and northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with lows 60 to 65 degrees and southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Friday, sunny skies expected with highs 90 to 95 degrees. It'll be windy as well with south winds around 15 miles per hour, increasing to around 25 miles per hour in the afternoon and gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Friday night, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers in the evening, then a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. It'll be breezy with lows 65 to 70 degrees and a chance of precipitation at 50%. Saturday, partly sunny skies are expected with a chance of showers in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs 80 to 85 degrees with our chance of precipitation 80%. Saturday night, looking at mostly cloudy skies, a chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, lows 50 to 55. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows 45 to 50 degrees. Monday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Monday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, lows 45 to 50 degrees. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-40s. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75 degrees. Again, the rest of today, sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, with northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low 60 to 65 degrees, with southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Yesterday, our high reached 81 degrees. Yesterday's low was 55 degrees. Today, our average high, 74 degrees. Average low, 51 degrees. Our year-ago high reached 73 degrees. Our year-ago low was 61 degrees. And today's record high, set back in 1959, was 97 degrees. Our record low set back in 1953 was 30 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:29 a.m. It'll set at 9:20 p.m., giving us 15 hours and 51 minutes of daylight today. And again, 75 degrees with sunny skies overhead right now in downtown Crookston. That is a look at today's edition of our Noontime News here on KOX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part by Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite Company, First Community Credit Union, HN Quality Plumbing, Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for another edition of our Noontime News on Friday.